and advanced plans to enter into such a by government with the Manchester Company. In 2004, the company decided to close up for that and transfer a cost model to government. This plan was effected in 2006. Following the comprehensive due diligence with a non-human management and technology consultant team, Digicorp, concluded in 2005 that the business model and strategy were bankable. On this basis, $9.142 million was secured from commercial banks without the shareholder guarantee and the government bank of South Africa. After lengthy consideration, government rejected the proposal. In the final analysis, I recently remind dependent on state funding for the capital expansion program and our ability to raise loan finance is strictly limited by our status as a Schedule 3B entity in terms of public finance management act. Converting this to Schedule 2 status would allow us to pursue funding opportunities that the both outlined above. The company has been in negotiation with the Department of Communication and Treasury since 2005 for a PFMA rating. I can confirm that Centrix having been provided with the necessary financial resources, delivered its first satellite service to the Eastern Confederation Cup, and will without doubt fulfill South Africa's contractual obligation to provide satellite services in support of the T50 in World Cup. It's in regard to GTT. It's for switch on of GTT network in October 2008 and hit a cabinet timeline of 1st November 2008. Place Centrix in a strong technical position to meet the analog switch-off service date of 1st November 2011. While we welcome the allocation in the 2009 budget of the 3-year funding allocation of $480 million towards the capital cost of the GTT network and a further $350 million to cover the operating cost of the new elimination period, there remains an infrastructure shortfall of R116 million and a further R588 million to cover operating costs of the new elimination period. Shortfalls are not predicted in good time, Centrix will find it extremely difficult to meet the 1 November 2011 central deadline. In regard to the broadband wireless network, Centrix has been allocated $500 million out of a total of $3.1 billion required to fund the construction of the AWDN. Although limited to the clarity where this stuff in place, the Centrix board is not willing to ensure any meaningful expenditure on this project without finding an inevitable funding commitment from government to fund the balance of the capital expenditure. The involvement in this project without an executive assurance will in our view be costly to the requirements of the Customs Act and the PSMA. We are therefore ring-fencing the $500 million and the way to the development. Mr. Chair and honourable members, I now call on the rest of the Centrix management team to carry on with the rest of our presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair and honourable members. My name is Director from Kilimanjaro. I will present our CEO and CFO of the event. Our presentation will simply start from the Champion. The objectives agreed to with the shareholders and how we have performed this project. We will touch on the project and also the future to the
I suppose
figure out how both of us could never be either environment that you see from the in terms of our future thinking of justice, we have citizens of dreams towards our customers. And the blind year for Kennedy is 2019-7, it's our time for FM is 2019-8, this is Spotlight Network, and then 9.6, and Kennedy is 9.6. And in all of them, we did a team of what we said. In terms of DCC, we have agreed with government that there will be a coupon of November 1 as mandated by Kenya. We did indeed achieve that 2 days before the deadline set by Kenya. We had also agreed that we will cover 40% of the population in terms of the digital signal by March of this year. However, we were only able to reach 33%, and it was certainly due to some of the limitations we had in terms of the finalization of the market that sent us along the world of countries that were to be the regulator on finalizing the spectrum issues. And so, because of the equipment is spectrum specific, we did not want to have to bind and make adjustments after after the finalization of the spectrum. However, work continues, and so we will take care of our business the regulation standards that we can finalize. And so we're quite comfortable with with the provider as far as we can. In terms of people being planned, we had agreed that we would acquire land in Nazareth, and that this land will also serve as a backup telephone call center. Thanks to the assistance we received from the Department of Communication, that helped us break through some of the services we had with the Department of Public Works. Both departments were working with us and helped secure that land. We also agreed that we would finalize the digital design for the of this telephone. Most of the work has been done, and the actual architectural design in the finalization. So again, we believe that we're on target and done the promise of the community and finance in terms of the concrete project happening the 6 days earlier this year. I'm pleased to say that we did indeed achieve what we have agreed with people with the in terms of the retail broadband, we had agreed with our board and the shareholder that we would exit the retail space. It's a conflict because we have to engage the customers in Google Drive, living in the project. In terms of the